I grew up on a farm, working with horses and cows, and my affinity with country life helped break barriers once an introduction had been made. Establishing that I was not another Instagram-gathering tourist in a search of a bathroom became easier the more friends, cousins, and uncles I knew. An inside introduction is the greatest tool of my trade. There were those days when I rested my eyes for a few hours and helped out around a farm or factory. I painted a barn or herded sheep, cleaned the shop window of a friend, or took to horseback around Eyjafjallajökull, 2010's ultimate air traffic controller. Voyages out to sea on a long-line cod boat held a special charm. With the harshness of that existence and proximity to and dependence upon nature, giving a direct link to history and that authentic camaraderie of workmates. The two giants of Icelandic culture, Nobel laureate for literature Halldór Laxness, 1902-1988, and painter Jóhannes Kjarvel, 1885-1972, were long gone, but it was tantalizing to cross their trails, walk their paths, and sometimes meet people who had known them. At Kjarvel's favorite haunts, north of Egilsstadir and at Borgarfjörður Eystri, I was entranced by the same vistas that he had painted and, from my bedroom, could see his old studio. A man there told me he had once seen Kjarvel painting a scene some 100 meters away down a track and noticed while approaching that he changed one hat for another. When he reached the great artist, Kjarvel explained that "this is the hat I wear to greet people," and raised it to the boy. In the Borgarfjörður church, behind the altar, is a large oil painting of Christ addressing a crowd. With local knowledge, you can see that he is clearly preaching from the Elf Rock, a prominent landmark which is sacred in pagan belief to this day. I threw some coins towards it in gratitude for 3 days of spectacular good luck. Kjarvel's physical exploits were also noteworthy. He sailed and rowed his boat great distances up the rivers and around the northern coast well into old age. His tiny studio and its adjacent boathouse still stand at a place now called Kjarvelsfarmur. Laxness's former home and study are now a museum, with the author's desk, books, furniture, and shiny shoes all left just as they were. A gleaming white 1970s Jaguar is still parked outside, framed by neatly trimmed hedges. I was left alone to roam his rooms, and happily found a Kjarvel painting of Christ kneeling before John the Baptist at the bottom of the staircase. Kjarvel, invited to dinner one night, had mischievously added a Dali-esque moustache to John with a black pen. I wished I'd known these men. The jewel of that visit was far away from the bookcases. I was told that Laxness regularly walked down the garden path, ruminating over his prose. So, having passed the turquoise swimming pool with its white retaining wall and the large bronze of a running horse, I followed it through the thick trees towards the sound of rushing water. The view stunned me, with a glorious waterfall and basaltic mountainside beyond, just as you had painted. I was especially surprised, as I had roamed around the Mosfellsdalur area several times and knew nothing of this private view. A hidden Iceland in miniature, a mere 20 minutes outside the capital. I made a note to return in deep winter.